you know where your energy costs are going? Covering everything from the crawl space to the attic, the College of Energy Knowledge with Christy Hart has all your energy-saving solutions. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-017 for your free in-home energy audit today. And now, here's your host, Christy Hart.
Good morning, Southeastern North Carolina. I am your host, Chris D. Hart. We are All About Energy Solutions and the College of Energy Knowledge, where we cover everything from your crawl space to attic, talk about whatever you want. If it's about saving money, we want to talk about it. A perfect example is the conversation I had with my right-hand man who's sitting right next to me, Mr. Tyrone Fagan.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr. Fagan. And what I mean by that conversation is how earlier we were just randomly talking and you were talking about how excited you were to put a solar tube in your house, correct?
Absolutely. I can't wait to bring the sunlight in.
And I quickly brought you down to earth and explained, sure, I'll gladly put a solar tube in for you. And we've talked about this with on the air before, but to put a solar tube in, obviously, you know, you're bringing that natural light in 24/7, which is great. I love solar tubes. No electricity, you can't beat them. But in Tyrone's situation, when he started talking about it, he's like, well, my living room is so dark. Well, you do have a ceiling fan there. You could put a light kit on that bad boy for $30 and put three $5 LEDs in and call it a day. And you spent very, very little bit of money instead of cutting a hole in your roof and putting a solar tube in. I mean, you could literally leave those on lights on for the next, I don't know, 5 months straight and not even come close to what that the cost of what that solar tube would do for you.
Well, the other thing is that, I mean, and I really do appreciate it. You know me. I'm always trying to thirst and feed the brain of the knowledge of, you know, energy knowledge. And one thing that I really appreciate you bringing to my attention was is that with the money that I could save by not doing the solar light, however, still being able to bring the light in by putting that fixture in, is that I could change and put that money in for the whole rest of my house and put LEDs everywhere, the whole entire house.
Exactly. And if you're looking at an average bill, if you look at that number, roughly 15% of that bill is lighting your home. So if we know that going forward, whatever that bill is, if it's a $100 bill, that's $15 a month that you're paying to light your home, roughly. And if we can bring that, you know, 15% of your bill down by, 85% by switching to an LED. Oh, yeah, I just got on Tyrone about making sure his phone was down, and that's mine ringing. So, touche. But, again, it's just we want your money to work for you in the best possible way. We'll gladly put a solar tube in for you. We've been doing a lot of them recently. But at the same time, if there's a smarter way to bring light in and that money you can be spent to stop the heat from coming in a window or, making sure you have the proper insulation in your attic, that's what we want to do. As soon as we leave here today, I just got a phone call. We had a lady, we need you to drill holes in my walls to insulate my walls and blow some extra insulation in my attic for me. Mm. And I said, well, you're the client. I will gladly do that if you would like. But my job is to take you to the College of Energy Knowledge and explain to you what the proper way, where your money will be best spent. And right. In my opinion, being that you only lose 20%, 20 to 24% of your energy through your walls and you lose 42 to 50% through your attic, I would much rather you spend that money on your attic first. You shouldn't insulate your crawl space or walls without taking care of your attic 100% first. And that's what we want you to be able to do. And that's what we'll do as soon as we leave here. She was really confused. She's like, well, I've talked to other people. They said that, yes, ma'am, we gladly can do it. But when right. you spend the cost of cutting into that drywall and repatching it, that money could be give them a lot quicker return on investment with taking care of their attic.
There's so many different alternatives that you have when it comes to insulating your home. And that's one of the things that I continuously, on my quest for knowledge and learning on a daily basis, I find. And going back to the solar tube, I also didn't realize once I kind of got done talking with you and I pulled up and looked up the different options in LED lighting, I want to make sure that the listeners understand that when you're looking at an LED light fixture, you're never buying another light bulb again because that fixture comes encased with the bulbs attached to the unit. There's all different types of size, shapes, luminous or lighting ability. And the bottom line is that they come in such decorative styles that I think that now that I'm going to go this route, I'm not losing anything with architectural integrity, the look, the overall pizzazz of the shine of the light, and also keeping in with a extremely inexpensive route to light the home and making it look really nice all at the same time and not having to change the light bulb.
For your house, we're literally talking about instead of $500, spending probably $50.
Exactly.
That's a big difference. And,
right.
and you're granted, you're not going to use any electricity to have light in that living room, but
right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but on Mondays when you're daddy daycare and I've rolled up on Mondays and seen you taking a nap right there in your living room.
You know it.
And on that couch, and it's going to be hard to take that nap if you put a solar tube in because it's going to be nice and bright. Now, granted, there are kits you can get to where you can turn it on and off when you would like, but again, the amount of money you're going to spend to do that, in my opinion, we'll gladly do it. We'll do all of the solar tubes you want us to do,
right.
but we would much rather let that money go in smarter ways to spend your money. I mean, heck, we've had over 94 degree days this week.
Right.
It's hot. It's
all week.
Hot.
All week.
We went from really cold, very little spring, like the last couple of years, straight to summer, and it's probably going to be a pretty hot summer. And, you know, it's just, we want your money to go into your attic to where you can do, like me and Tyrone, we haven't turned our air on yet in our house.
It has not been on, all throughout the week. It was getting close. And I'll tell you one thing, you know, my wife was starting to get the itchy trigger, you know, ready to move towards that unit. And I kept telling her, no, baby, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because we're going to try all this month not to turn on that unit, not even once. Now, granted, I have had my sealed attic penetrations by All About Energy Solutions. I have had blown-in insulation, bringing it back up to code, actually exceeding code by several inches, having a radiant barrier put in, and it's just amazing how well my house keeps that level of comfort now. And I want the listeners to remember that our customers, 50% of our customers become our customers because they truly want to do what it is that we highlight in this show here, which is saving money on your energy bill. But the other 50% of our customers become our customers because it's a level of comfort issue in their house. They want their house to be able to walk in a t-shirt and shorts, not only in the bedroom, but in the living room or the bathroom or the kitchen. And at the end of the day, have that level of comfort all throughout the house, even in like my situation, you know, new construction. And it's just amazing that how these builders go ahead and put these houses, like we were all last week, having a beautiful relationship with Kent Homes and being at Compass Point and helping the Seidels be a part of the All About Energy Solutions family. And, you know, insulating their new construction home, putting in a radiant barrier in order to complement what the builder has done in new construction to make sure that that house that they put that money into, that's going to be, in their case, the retirement home, they don't want to overspend in their energy bills because it's the most expensive bill that they're going to face each month. And, you know, they put in their radiant barrier there. And they wanted to do it both for saving money and for level of comfort.
Well, comfort is very big, and we'll talk about it when we come back from this break. I'll tell you about the Chamberlains, a house that we did over there on Dunmore that we did this week, and the reason we earned their business and how happy they are. So we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. Southeastern North Carolina. We are back, the College of Energy Knowledge. I am your host, Chris DeHart. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. You can always check out our website, which is wilmington.allaboutenergysolutions.com, or give us a call at 253-0170. Right before the break, we were talking about the Chamberlains, a job we just did this week, and they were a little bit different than the average homeowner. The average homeowner, usually their highest bill is their coldest month, and it's then, you know, consecutive two or three months, the summer, it's higher and when it gets really hot. But for them, their winter wasn't that bad. So when I originally ran this appointment right after they bought the house the first week of December, you know, and gave him all the information, took him to the College of Energy Knowledge. They really wanted to get a good month in of their, to see how their house was. And the first month came in, second month, and the bills weren't that bad. And then very quickly, they obviously this winter it was really cold, so they just thought, okay, this is a crazy winter, that's why it's so high.
Right.
And then very quickly it's gotten warm, and their bill, you know, even when it hasn't even been that hot, skyrocketed. So most houses around here are built to keep heat out. They're not really built to keep heat in, like where you're from in Minnesota. They're more designed to keep heat in. But their house seemed to hold the heat in very well. But holding the heat out, no way. They're trying to do what we're doing. And they can do it. They can continue to do it now, but they almost broke with not turning their air on. And when I was there earlier this week on, I don't know what the temperature was that day, but I know it was 94 on Tuesday. I don't know how high it got on Wednesday, but on Wednesday, their upstairs temperature was 84 degrees. When they went into their frog, it was 88 degrees. Their downstairs was 78. Of course, they had some fans going like crazy. So we went in, of course, did what we always do. We completely wrapped the attic with our reflective foil radiant barrier. They had gable end vents that were open with ridge vents, so we went ahead and closed those vents off because we always talk about ventilation. You only want one form of intake and one form of outtake.
Right.
If you have any questions on that, if you go to allaboutenergysolutions.com, if you go to our frequently asked questions, you'll see that we talk about ventilation and what the best form of ventilation is in our area, and kind of explain that in more detail. Hopefully this summer we'll film a video, a YouTube video, talking about that in depth. But we went ahead and did that. We brought their insulation up to R38. We sealed all their attic air leaks, and again, they still haven't turned their air on. They're obviously very happy with what they've done, and those temperatures have dropped down. But I just wanted to bring that up because normally the highest bill is the coldest month, and for most people, but you know, for them it was a little bit different. Their bills, I mean, their house is really not good at keeping the heat out, and now it is.
Well, let me ask you this, and you know, once again, continuing this quest to become the DeHart champion, and the new guru of the energy knowledge campaign. When I'm switching over now, and I know that we talked last week to some people about the process of switching over your heating unit now over to cooling, because here, you know, it's not individualized. I mean, you got your unit is doing both services. Like in Minnesota, say for instance, my parents' house, is their heating unit is completely independent of their cooling units and the way that their house heats and cools. And I was always traditional in Minnesota to have difference in units. Now that I have this unit that does everything down here, one, now that I'm switching over on a cooler day and not overworking my system, what temperature is adequate and most energy efficient for me to set my house to one, have the level of comfort that's going to feel okay? And Kim might get all over you on this one because she likes it extremely cool. And part two, save me the most amount of money. As you know, with four kids, the whole reason why I started this campaign was to save as much money as possible. So what should I have it set up for comfort and to save money?
Well, remember, every house is different and every house is a fingerprint. My neighbor's house is the same exact house as mine, same floor plan, the Hunter 2, it's the same. The only difference is he lives there by himself. I have a wife and two kids, and we demolish, you know, his bill. We kick his butt every month on our energy bill, but it's because of the steps that we've done. So the Department of Energy would answer that question. They say 78 degrees is the magic number in the summertime. Every degree you go below 78, your bill goes up. Okay. With that being said, your 78 a year ago this time is different from the 78 that you have now.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's – even my brain, it's hard for me to quite understand that. But the best example I can give is West Westfall and Westport, North Carolina, and Westport Development in Leland. Before we insulated his house, they kept it at 71 in the summer to be comfortable. They liked it really cold in there. The day after we finished, he called me and said, "Chris, what the heck did you do to my house? It's freezing in here." And I said, "It's the middle of August. That's a good thing, right?" And he said, "Yeah, but it's freezing. We've had to bump it up to 75 to be comfortable." That's a big number, folks. To be able to go from 71 to 75 on a daily basis for comfort, that's huge. But my house, we try, if we're not there, it's at 80. Our house, we bump the thermostat up. When we're there, it's usually 76.
Well, and I think that's one thing that the listener needs to know is that appropriate amount of insulation, and that's why Duke Progress Energy says, hey, if your attic insulation isn't up to code, we will gladly, if All About Energy Solutions comes in and seals the attic penetrations, brings it up to code, and does the work that we do, they will gladly give a rebate check of up to $500, 37.5 cents per square foot that they'll pay in order for us to come in and do the work and services that we do in order to make the home more energy efficient. But that definitely translates once again into comfort.
Comfort. And that's one of the things that Jim Benetti with Total Comfort Service already said. And I gave him a hard time with this business. Total Comfort Services. What do you do? You get mattresses? What do you do?
Starts to make
but
more
that's
sense.
A big part of what he wants to do, because he understands, obviously, he's a lot older than me, so he's been in this game a lot longer. He understands that you have some people that are buying because they want to save money on their bill. You have some people that are trying to preserve their house. They know this is the last house they plan on living in. So as you get older, your energy bill keeps going up. It's nice to get it lower. But also, there's just some people that want to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to walk around your house freezing in the wintertime and put all the stuff in? Well, if you want to save money, you do it. But if you insulate your house properly, it'll also help with stopping that to happen. And it goes back to that person that we're going to see when we leave here today. If I went over there and said, this is how much to drill the holes in your wall, we'll blow the insulation in there for you, we'll patch it for you, and we'll blow some more insulation in her attic, and gave her that proposal would probably be more than us going into her house, installing a radiant bear in her attic, which is the proper thing to do, reblowing that insulation in, sealing all those air leaks, and now the overall house will be a heck of a lot more comfortable than drilling holes and blowing in that wall, because you got the added cost.
Well, I think one other thing is that we often forget, we talk about our radiant barrier, we talk about sealing the attic penetrations, and we also talk about blowing in the insulation. However, if the viewers or the listeners go to our website, they'll also see that exclusivity that we have with our Crystal Bond product, which for these sunrooms, these golf course communities, these places where people want to just sit at their sunroom and look out across their backyard, there's a product out there called Crystal Bond that saves about 60% of the heat transfer that can come into the house and 99% of the UV rays.
Oh, it's not about, we can talk about that. 60%+ of the radiant heat.
Really?
And as soon as we get back from the break, we'll talk about Mr. Bob Kesson's house over there in Magnolia Greens and what we're able to do to him. So we'll do that. Our website is allaboutenergysolutions.com. And again, this is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. I was only
8 years old that summer. You're back with the College of Energy Knowledge with your host, Christy Hart, bringing you common sense energy solutions for your home or business. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-0170 for your free in-home energy audit. Once again, here's your host, Chris DeHart.
Good morning. We're back with the College of Energy Knowledge. I, again, am your host, Chris DeHart. And before the break, we were talking about Crystal Bond. Tyrone brought up a really good point about Crystal Bond. To reiterate to everybody what Crystal Bond is, it's a liquid glass coating that we paint on the inside of your glass. This isn't a tint. This is more of a lifetime product that has a 15-year manufacturer's warranty promising the product will not crack, chip, peel, bubble, or discolor in 15 years. And what I like about that, and I said lifetime product, but let me re-explain that. What I like about it is the product's been around for 15 years and it has a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Right.
When it's around for 16 years, they'll say 16 years. I just like that they're not going to say it's a lifetime product when it's only been around for 15 years.
Right.
However, the nice thing about what Crystal Bond is, it's a liquid A and a liquid B. So it's a nanotechnology and a SoGel technology. So SoGel basically stands for self-leveling. If you go to our website, allaboutenergysolutions.com or wilmington.allaboutenergysolutions, if you don't want to type in Wilmington. If you go to our services and type Crystal Bond, you have a video of us installing the Crystal Bond. Excuse me. And you can see when they start putting the product on and they're putting the crystal bond on, we've already done the top and we're working our way down. And once he smooths it across at the very end, you'll be able to see there's no product on the market that can stay as clear as crystal bond does and stop 99.6% of the UV rays, which we know damage your furniture, hardwood floors, and have even been known to cause cancer. But we're also able to stop 60%+ of the radiant heat. That's radiant heat leaving in the winter and radiant heat coming in the summer. So it's just a really, really neat product. So if we've taken care of your attic, which is the biggest area you lose your energy, the most cost effective once you've changed out your light bulbs, if you have a part of your house that gets a lot of heat through your windows, we can actually take care of that for you. And windows are funny if you think about it. You got to pay to put the window in. Then you got to pay extra money to put something on it, the blinds for privacy. You got to pay extra money to get heat, to stop the heat. And a lot of times we're in these beautiful areas and a golf course and you have a beautiful view. And instead of putting a tent on there, and I'm not saying anything bad about tent. I actually like tent. I had a great meeting today with this week with Mark. Mark Myers with Solus Window Tinting. He has a great product, and I've already given a job for him because, yes, we can stop the UV. Yes, we can stop the radiant heat, but we do so by remaining clear. We keep a 75% light transmission through, which not everybody wants. We have some people that, and you're living on the Intercoastal Waterway, right. You want to stop that glare. We did Kate Pancake House, and she's very happy with what we were done, but in her atrium out in the back down in Carolina Beach, I mean, it's just blistering. Even though we're stopping 60%, there's still some heat, but more importantly, it's the glare that really bothers people. And I don't know about you, but when I've ever in a restaurant and you got that sun coming in through the window and it's hitting you right in the eye, it is a pain in the butt. So Mark's going to take care of that for him over at Solus Window Tinting. And he has a great product. I like what they do. It's very, very durable. It's also... like if a hurricane throws a brick at, a 2x4 or you name it, debris at your window, it's not going to shatter. That's the one thing that Crystal Bond lacks is we're not able to stop the, we don't change the structural integrity of the glass.
Right.
We're stopping the UV rays. We're stopping over 60% of the radiant heat, all while remaining clear.
And we're a good alternative to a tent. You know, for that person that doesn't want to lose the integrity of the view out to the golf course or out to the Intercoastal, or in my case, out to my pool.
Yeah, or not to mention the you got some curved skylights. I'll go ahead and tell you, Mark with Solus Window Tinting has no desire to put tint on curved glass because
right.
It is a pain in the butt. Miguel Addington, one of my buddies who went to high school, he has a tint company, and when I showed him this product, he's like, man, for curved glass, that is a game changer because, again, with Crystal Bond, it's very, very easy to be able to do that. Or think about, the some of these golf communities when you have that big starburst window above a window that's usually – I mean, it's not cheap to buy the blinds that you put in there, but we can coat that window. We can let all the light in. And, look, that's another happy customer sent us a message. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing. So now if you really break it down and you look at all the different ways that you can have All About Energy Solutions come into the home. First and foremost, doing a home energy audit. I think that we need to kind of go back to the College of Energy Knowledge and go back to the basics for our listeners so that they understand that there's so many different options that are out there to one, save money, on your energy bills in your home. Two, to have a level of comfort into your home. I get so excited about it on a daily basis because I learn every single day. When I came to work for All About Energy Solutions, of course, one of the great parts of it is, having a paycheck. But, I've learned as a Republican myself, and a conservative, that I like to conserve.
I didn't think there were black conservatives.
That's right. See, I'm that one. We were talking about that at the break. if there's 0% in voting, something's wrong because I'm the one that voted. I'm that black guy. But I'll tell you one thing. Being a conservative and wanting to be able to teach my children fair values in this world and being able to have a great return on investment and being able to use their money in the right ways, it's fun. When we get our energy bill, we literally run to the mailbox every day. We want to know when that energy bill comes in because my kids want to know what part did they do because, one, they want some new Xbox games or a new baseball bat, or some new cleats or whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, if we do our part and we conserve that energy and we reduce that energy bill, that's money that we can spend somewhere else down the road. Me and my wife were talking all week about, you know, how we need to get a babysitter, go out and have some special time with, you know, ourselves. But at the end of the day, that comes at a cost. And if that energy bill, rather than being what it used to be, $250, $300, $325 a month for my 2,300 square feet versus the $100 bill that I just got, you know, a little bit over $100. We're still trying to fight for that under $100 bill. It really makes a huge level of importance for us to start like how I started. I had energy audit before I was an employee of the company. That's how I got so involved with All About Energy Solutions, is having a home energy audit myself. And I looked at you, I remember the first time, like, okay, Chris, you're going to tell me something? You got this new company, and oh my goodness, what it's all about. And then I remember when you were leaving, how all of a sudden I'm unplugging things and looking at my light bulbs, and I'm scratching my head thinking about all the money that I was overspending. Lo and behold, now years later, look at me, I'm the vice president of the company.
Well, George Bell, when he did his testimonial right here for the radio station, he said when I first told him everything I could do to save them money, he was skeptical. He was. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they're saving 34%. Right. Beginning of last year, when I got everybody that I do business with, all my marketing people together, and wanted to actually turn this into a real company and start moving in the right direction, making everything look the same. There were people that were in that meeting that have known what I've done since I first started my company, November 1st of 2010. And I said, I want you to see what a customer sees when we go into a house. And I did an energy audit. I did that PowerPoint presentation. There was only six people in that room. At the end of that meeting, two of them went up and said, Chris, I really want you to have me at my house.
That's right.
And what's so neat is they've known what I'd done. But again, people, if you don't see it, you don't know. So the nice thing about what we've done is show people that. So we'll be right back. We're coming up on our last segment. This is the College of Energy Knowledge. Good morning. Last segment of the College of Energy Knowledge. Wanted you to be able to rock out a little bit, nod your head a little bit to get ready for this beautiful Saturday morning.
That pumped me up, man. I'm ready.
It's a big Saturday.
It is.
Tell me what's going on this today, bud.
I will tell you, we always try to give an opportunity for our listeners to come out and meet and greet us face-to-face. Last week, it was at First Baptist in Leland, where we had the Fit for Family Fun Day. And it was an incredibly great experience where customers got to see more of Mr. DeHart than they did me, because I was emergency called out to serve a customer where I leaped tall buildings in a single bound to go ahead and earn their business. But Mr. DeHart was there full force, and we'd like to thank everyone out there at the event that stopped by.
No, we need to thank my bride, because when I told her about the event, she's like, so you're going to be working the whole time. And I was like, no, there's all this stuff with kids. Tyrone's going to run the booth. I'm going to be able to walk around.
Oh, my wife too, remember?
Blah, blah, blah. And yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah, both of the wives, because my wife as well came out to help keep an eye on the booth too. And you know, it's a family affair. We're a family-ran, operated company, and it's always first. And the great news is that we also have this week the Belleville Founders Day, which is going to be at the Brunswick Riverwalk in Belleville today, going on. And you can definitely come down and see me and have an opportunity to live set up an opportunity to have an at-home free energy audit, where we can come in and inspect everything from your crawl space to your attic and just make sensible recommendations on what's going to save you money and add comfort to your home.
A lot of people, not to interrupt you, Tyrone, but when they say, man, we've been meaning to call you, we really got to do a better job of giving that number out. So again, the number to the office is 253-0170, and I'll even give you my personal cell phone number. If you can't reach us there, you can always reach us at 520-3036. If you would like to have an energy audit done in your house, now is a good time to do it. 520-3036. We won't be able to do it today because we'll be out here at the Belleville Founders Club.
Yeah, and the Founders Day is a great opportunity for you to bring the family. They're going to have a chuck wagon dinner in the evening. All proceeds are to support sending children from drug abuse environments to summer camp. They're going to have a free clown entertainment, balloons, a bouncy room, inflatable slides, pony rides, photos. They're going to have the JROTC color guard presentation, the mayor there. It's just going to have an extraordinary, I mean, it's just too much to actually tell you. Feel free to come on out. Shake hands with us, but more importantly, be a part of the community of Belleville and have an opportunity to shake hands with Chris and I and set yourself up with a free energy audit. And you never know, we might be giving out some things there all day today that you might be able to take home with you from right there, too. We're known to have an LED around.
Oh, we always have LEDs. At the Fit for Fun Family Day, there was a lady doing haircuts and free haircuts. And obviously, we were in that line because that was one of the things we were planning on doing that weekend was getting the kids haircuts. So we're able to get the kids haircuts, and she was accepting tips. So not only we'd give her a tip, but I also gave her two LED light bulbs. Something tells me she'll be calling us to get more once she sees it up. But is there a website where people can, or what should people type in if they want to find that?
Well, you know, I've got it from Zvents, Zvents, .com is where I got the information. But more importantly, you can go to the Brunswick River Walk today between 11:30 and 7:30 p.m. It's all day long. It's $8 for adults, $5 for children. But a part of that entry fee is giving you free opportunities to have all kinds of family fun today. So if you're looking for something to do and have something affordable to do with the kids and family, feel free to come down the Riverwalk. Belleville is right across from Belleville Elementary, right there on 133.
Yep. We just did an Easter egg hunt there, and we'll go ahead and make it easy for you. If you go to our Facebook page, those of you that have Facebook, you can go to our company page, which is all about energy solutions. We'll go ahead and post the event on there as well to make it a little easier. This is like how a real ready station supposed to do. You tell them a radio show. We're actually letting people know where we're going to be. I like it.
That's right. That's right. We love it.
So coming up after that, the Tuesday the 20th, Wednesday the 21st, and Thursday the 22nd, we'll be up there in the St. James area for all the people listening, Winding River and St. James, doing our free energy seminars where 35 minutes can save you 35% on your energy bill. You come, you eat some good food, and you have myself or Tyrone just talking about in depth what we do for people. That's going to be a great day. Keep in mind, we're going to post it on our website, which is allaboutenergysolutions.com and wilmington.allaboutenergysolutions.com. We'll put the information about these free energy seminar dinners. This month is obviously St. James, and then coming up for the Wilmington, New Hanover County residents, we'll be doing a bunch down here in Monkey Junction over the next couple months. So we're going to have this on our website so you can look at the dates if you're interested in attending one of our dinners. And it's just a great way to, you know, get your foot in the door with All About Energy Solutions and taking a depth step at saving you money on your bill, explaining how your home loses its energy and how your energy bill is broken down.
More importantly, free food and really, really good free food. You want to talk about saving money? You don't have to buy dinner. You don't have to fix dinner. We'll take care of all that for you. We'll break bread. And like Chris said, I really get excited about the dinners. It's an opportunity for you to sit down for an hour, hour and a half, to just do one thing. Learn like I did from the very beginning, going to the College of Energy Knowledge, becoming that graduate of saving money on your energy bills and being able to make your home more comfortable. And what a lot of people may or may not understand is that about 85% of what we do as a company costs the consumer absolutely nothing. Nothing, zero, folks, 100% free, 85% of what we do, because we just make sensible recommendations on how you can make your home more energy efficient. And a lot of what we do, hey, look, you can do it yourself. You know, you can choose to get a bid from us and how much, you know, down to the penny it would cost for us to do some things at the house. But our job, and I think where our passion is energy conservationists and conservatives, is that we want to save you money. You know, for those of you listeners that don't know about all about Energy Solutions and how it started, you know, Chris doesn't, you know, blow his whistle as much as he should. Maybe that's what my job is to do. But when he came back from Iraq and he understood how other companies or how other countries, you know, took pride in their energy and conserved it, and how the energy was a commodity in the countries, you know, and then to come back home after fighting and protecting our country to see how people were wasting energy, you know, that's pretty much the birth of All About Energy Solutions. Chris's approach to wanting to take the prideful approach to saving and conserving this energy, because now he's a father. And
when
and
you
passing
see
that
people
on.
That have never felt AC before, when it's 130 degrees outside, and we help put generators in areas and people could experience that, you can't go wrong. You really can't. So we appreciate you taking the time to listen this Saturday morning. There's a lot going on. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. We are the College of Energy Knowledge. We'll see you next week.
I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot.